WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Neil Young's new album is called Barn, and that's where it was recorded, in an old barn on Young's property in the Colorado Rockies. It was cut in about 10 days with Young's longtime band Crazy Horse, the musicians Young has performed with off and on for more than half a century. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Barn is the best Neil Young album in quite a while.
There's a sound you're likely to be familiar with. Neil Young's expressive yowling, backed by the ramshackle rhythms of Crazy Horse, pounding out new material on Barn. If you haven't listened to a Neil Young and Crazy Horse album in a long time, or maybe even thought about Neil Young in a long time, I ask you, has he ever written a prettier song than this one, called Tumbling Through the Years?
Well, I was walking down the road, one step.
Say, hasn't Neil Young made some of his loudest, most raw music with Crazy Horse? You're probably thinking of great, big, and yes, loud albums like Zuma and Rust Never Sleeps. That aspect of Young's music, wielding his guitar like a sword slashing across his melodies, is very much a part of this album as well. Young's wife, the actor Daryl Hannah, filmed the making of the album in a drafty old barn, shaping a fine documentary that's available on the deluxe version of the album or as a separate release. Since this collection was recorded live, first or second takes only and just a few overdubs, you're essentially seeing Barn being built right in front of your eyes and ears. In Hannah's intimate images, Young and the three members of the current version of Crazy Horse, drummer Ralph Molina, bassist Billy Talbot, and guitarist Nils Lofgren, look like grizzled old prospectors still sifting for gold in the countryside. They find it, the music version anyway, more than once.
Song to you right now, one that you heard before. Might be a window to your soul I can open slowly. singing this way for so long, riding through this storm. Might remind me of who we are and why we walk so lowly.
That's the beginning of Welcome Back, an 8-minute mood piece that only seems to ramble. It gathers strength and purpose to become one of Young's very best We're All in This Mess Together songs. For a long time, Young has also been a nature writer, a composer of pastorals, fretting over the environment. This album finds him sometimes composing lyric hymns to the earth and sky, or raging against destruction on the horizon.
Today no one cares, tomorrow no one shares, because they all will be gone, but the children.
Neil Young's voice now sounds almost exactly the same as it did when he was a skinny Canadian telling us everybody knows this is nowhere. A half century later, he's cutting songs in a barn made from logs, the wind whistling through their cracks. The music here waves to us, a fond hello that's more full of spirit and life than we might have expected.
Ken Tucker reviewed Neil Young's new album, Barn.